Grim numbers today from the Commerce Department show U.S. gross domestic product fell nearly 5% in the first quarter, the largest dip since the Great Recession, and it's only going to get worse. Tanya, the majority of this data came before the coronavirus outbreak. Just a few weeks in March was able to kneecap the economy.
Yes, and the next report will include April and May. Meanwhile, the virus has rattled every part of the economy and cost millions of Americans their job. Since the crisis began, at least 26 million workers have filed for unemployment, and many can't get to the benefits they're entitled to. Michelle Evermore is a senior policy analyst specializing in unemployment insurance at the National Employment Law Project. And Michelle, we've been hearing about unprecedented backups, people not able to file for weeks. Do you have any idea how many people who have filed and are still waiting for checks?
It's not entirely clear because we don't have up-to-date claims process data. We have some estimates, and it looks like the majority of people have not gotten an unemployment insurance benefit yet.
And we're talking about throughout the country.
Throughout the United States. So one thing most people don't realize is that unemployment insurance administrative funding is based on last year's unemployment rate. So that means that states are processing a record high number of claims with a record low level of funding.
I want to focus on one state to really get at this point. Earlier this month, you wrote that Florida had only processed 5% of the claims submitted since the beginning of the pandemic. What's the situation there now?
It looks like they're starting to process claims. On Friday, they took their Connect system down and started processing claims. Their processing numbers have gone up. But now I'm seeing reports that denials are very, very high because people who are eligible for pandemic unemployment assistance are being told that they're just not eligible for unemployment benefits.
And those types of people are what types of workers?
So these are any workers who don't qualify for regular unemployment insurance, independent contractors, self-employed folks, or people who qualify for pandemic unemployment assistance for reasons they would not qualify for regular unemployment insurance.
What's their rationale for denying those folks?
So what it looks like happened is that people are getting their denial for regular unemployment insurance, and they haven't been run through for consideration for pandemic unemployment assistance.
Where else are people struggling to get benefits? And are there states that have handled this well and might serve as a model for the rest of the country?
I'm seeing bad processing numbers in a lot of the states that you'd expect to be slow: Indiana, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina. There are states that have been doing a good job at processing claims. Rhode Island is doing a good job. You know, Washington State was one of the first states to get hit, so they started processing claims sooner than others. California is another good example of a leading state that took in a lot of claims right away. So just by virtue of being ahead of the curve, they've processed a lot of their claims.
I see. Is there anything about their systems that some of these other places could take away? I know it's a complicated process.
Yes. So Washington State, for example, is one of only 16 states that's fully modernized their IT systems. Most states are still running primarily on 1970s COBOL mainframes. And no. Washington State not only modernized their system, but then when they saw that there were inefficiencies, they went through a remodernization process.
I want to ask you about something else that we've been hearing a lot about. Unemployment temporarily may pay more right now than in normal times because of additional money added from the federal government. And that actually means that some workers may be making more on unemployment than they would if they were working. Some Republican politicians have really been speaking out about this. What are your thoughts on this? Is this a flaw in the system?
It's not a flaw at all. Congress decided that 100% income replacement was necessary for the time being to keep people at home. But having states reprogram their computers to recalculate how benefits are paid would be impossible. So they added $600, which is basically the difference between the average weekly benefit in unemployment insurance and the average weekly wage. They had to be a little bit broad here in order to get to that 100% for the average worker, which means some workers will be getting a little bit more. But that in no way discourages people from taking work. The other thing is, it's not legal to quit a job to take unemployment insurance. And workers who are on unemployment insurance are expected to take suitable work that's offered or lose their benefit. So this is a really difficult system to game. It's historically that way because it's intended to keep people attached to the workforce and give them stability in that process.
And right now, sounds like there are millions of Americans who can't even get into the system in the first place.
Right. I can't imagine opting to stand in line for the uncertainty of possibly getting a benefit if I have a job offer in hand.
That's senior policy analyst Michelle Evermore of the National Employment Law Project. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.